On channel 1, and how is Atlanta, Marietta, Georgia doing right now?
It is doing well.
Good. Yeah, it's good. Getting a little bit colder, but it's getting there.
It feels nice, actually.
It does.
It's colder?
It's starting to change. Season's starting to change.
It's a little cool down here.
Okay, so what is the temperature over there right now?
I believe it is like
69
degrees, maybe.
69, that's a perfect temperature.
What is it?
69?
59? Oh, is that 69. 69. 69, okay. I bet over here it's about 50s right now, I bet. I'm going to be on channel 2 in 2 seconds. I'm on channel 2, so if you look at my website, I'm on channel 2 right now on the Derek Shapiro show. I'm right below you. Do you see me?
Not yet.
Okay. I'm at FedEx office over here. The temperature right now over here, I'm in Peabody, Mass, of course. I'm a little bit north of Boston. And I'm going to go to weather.com to check the current temperatures. I have a new morning show, guys. Now, John, can you believe I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do my show at 6 a.m. now, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. now?
Wow.
Is that unbelievable? I bet you wake up that early to watch me, right?
No, I would not.
Why not?
Because
Dave, would you, Dave?
That's valuable sleeping time.
Dave would, right? Dave has no valuable sleeping time, right?
Dave?
No, I wouldn't even watch your show even if you paid me to watch it.
Foz, would you wake up at 6 a.m. to watch my show?
Yeah, I mean, I check it out,
Oh, good. What time did you say it was right now? You said 59 degrees right now?
69.
669.
No, 69, okay. The upper right, Atlanta has 73 degrees right now, average temperature, it says over here on the weather channel. And right now it says over here, we have 56 degrees right now, where I am right now.
Okay.
So what we're doing is, right now we have a big show, okay? We have Foz on the show, of course. We have Gabe the Lux on the show, of course. Welcome, Dave. And, of course, we have a few segments before we get to Meredith Baxter. You remember Family Ties?
Yes.
She played the mother of Michael J. Fox on there. She's coming up. We have some new songs. So we'll get to the, right now we'll get to Amy Doesn't Like to Be Text, then Joe Rogan Doesn't Like to Be Text, then we'll go right into Roll It, Do You Feel It, the live version. Hold on for one second. I don't think I have the right one. Hold on for one second. I'll make sure. Let's see. Hold on for 1 second. But, okay, yeah. So, yeah, going to that, actually. Going to that. Going to that and come back after the two texting things, okay?
All right.
Okay, and then we'll talk some more.
Now, this Amy, I think is a little pissed at me for texting her, but that's how I promote my show. Let's get her on the phone. Let's see what she says. And I'm going to call her right now on the DSSTVstation.com, DerekShapiroShow.com, of course. And we'll get Amy's thoughts live. Let's see what she says.
Enjoy this Verizon
Rainback
Zone while
your party is reached. Ooh, nice. This is nice.
Hello.
Hello, Amy. This is Derek Shapiro from the Derek Shapiro Show DSS TV station. How are you doing today?
I'm good, and I would like you to stop sending me text messages.
Well, we're promoting the show, of course. You're live on the Derek Shapiro Show in DSS TV station. How are you? Huh. She ended it. Let's see why. I'm going to see if she's a single woman or is she going out with somebody.
Voice
I can't find
system.
That out. All right.
6, 7, 8. Oh, wow. 7.
That's Amy. Here, DSS Divitation, Derek Shapiro Show. All right, Joe Brogan does not like me texting him. Let's get his response. Joe Brogan. Let's find out. Hello, Joe! This is Derek Shapiro! How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. You're live on the Derek Shapiro Show in DSS TV station. And how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah, so you don't like me texting you because... But now you're in a rock group, right?
I'm sorry?
You're in a rock group, right?
I was.
You're not in a rock group anymore?
That band that I was in, yeah, has been dissolved since then.
Really? So what are you doing now for music? Are you a solo act?
Yeah, yeah. But hey, Derek, the reason I called you earlier was actually in regards to the mass text message that I get
yes.
on a pretty regular basis.
Yes, I do send that out to on people like you and other fans of the Derek Shapiro Show. So tell us, our audience, why you don't like to be texted.
Yeah, I mean, they just kind of started coming out of nowhere. I've never heard your show before, and I think I gave you my phone number once a long time ago, and since then, I've just been getting a lot of text messages that I guess repeatedly asked to not get.
No.
And according to other people who are also getting those messages, they have no idea who they're coming from and why they're getting them, and they also want to see them removed.
No, Joe, let me ask you a question.
I'm trying to get a hold of you today anyway. I'm not trying to be rude, but it's just, I don't know.
Now, Joe, let me ask you a question, Joe. Now, you're a musician. Now, do you want to be advertised? Like, do you want to advertise your music? Like we're advertising you right now because you're live on the Derek Shapiro Show and live on the DSS TV station.
Right.
I'm sorry?
What's the question? Do I like to be advertised as a musician?
Yes.
I'll go to the normal venues of, like, Facebook and Reverb Nation or, you know, MySpace or any other website. To do probably something like that, but I, you know, usually don't go and start texting everyone on my phone.
Well, the thing is...
That can actually cost people money, you know?
Well, the thing is, what I'm going to do for you, okay? I'm going to play your music on my show, okay? What music can we play of yours that's on Reverb Nation?
Maybe that's something that we could talk about at a later time. I mean, if I'm live on the air right now, I don't know if I'm going to go ahead and start naming specifics.
Well, what good song that we could play of you on Reverb Nation?
I'm not interested in dispersing that information right now.
All right, well, what can people find your contact information? People want to get a hold of you to find your great music.
I'm not comfortable giving out that information over the phone right now.
But like Joe Brogan?
I'm sorry?
Joe, like we can Google your last name, Joe Brogan?
I don't know, probably.
Alright, well, anyway, that's here on the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, of course. Alright, that's it. Bye-bye.
Do you feel it?
We do have David Deluxe in the studio, and of course, David, how does it feel to take up so much room in the studio, David?
It's doing pretty well.
Dave?
Yes?
How does it feel to take up so much room in the studio? I see you on channel 1, I'm on channel 2, I'm blocked.
Yeah, I'm here, I'm doing alright, how about yourself?
Oh, great. Okay. So we're going to listen to life lessons anyway. Listen, what's your life lesson for tonight? You are on this morning show, on the Derek Shapiro Morning Show, of course, right?
Yes. Thank you, Derek.
Yes, and tomorrow on the morning show, too, of course. And so go into your life lessons this morning. I mean for tonight.
Why do people wear clogs? I'm just saying. These Crocs.
Okay.
I don't know what's so special about them. They're hideous. And even putting in charms on them does not make them any less heinous.
Okay.
What's your take on that? Do you own a pair of Crocs?
No, I do not own a pair of Crocs. I think that if anybody's going to wear Crocs, it has to be a woman with beautiful feet.
And what is it with women that wear toeless shoes and don't paint their toenails? That's one of my pet peeves.
Yes, I don't know.
Why? Why? Freaking put on a pair of toe shoes. Nobody wants to see your nasty toes.
Especially if the feet smell.
Well, yeah, of course, if they smell. I mean, definitely not. Unless you just got done playing tennis.
Exactly.
Which, you know,
exactly.
I'm a tennis player.
Yeah.
And every time I'm done playing tennis, I take my shoes off, I wear my... But my toes are beautiful. They are freshly painted.
So, what do you think about those people wearing those Crocs? What do you have to say to them?
I would say it's usually people that are lazy. I don't know, lazy, fat, I'm not sure. I mean, I've seen a lot of kids wear them, which is cool. I mean, that's fine. Adults, no. No, no, no.
So, David, you wear Crocs, right?
Yes, I do, actually.
Me?
I'm
oh,
wearing
Dave?
A pair of Crocs as we speak.
I'm sorry?
He's got some.
What did you say?
He's wearing them now.
Oh my god.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, really. You want to see?
Do it close up.
You
want to
see?
On that. I want to.
Here you go. Here's one of them.
I'm sorry? Yes. Alright. So that's your life lesson for this evening, right?
That is my life lesson for this evening.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more of Lissa's life lessons.
Alright. Well, thank you very much. Listen to these lessons for tonight. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Derek. Y'all take care.
Thank you. Of course, now, Peter, I mean, John, I can see you now, John. You wear a purple shirt, you know, here, and then Father's wearing a black shirt.
That's true.
Yes. So, Davey, how are you doing, Davey?
I'm doing fine.
Don't antagonize John too much. Now, is it better with me in the studio or better with not me in the studio, Dave?
I'm kind of deciding on that, Derek. We'll see at the end of the show.
Okay, now we're going to Indy Grandma with Miss Me. Then we're going to Mark Goldie, does not like to be texted. And then phony calls I did on John Richmond that really went bad. So I'll you be the judge. But here's Indy Grandma, new song. With Miss McCann. We just have the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 77.
I wake up and I'm sober, don't even know you anymore. Puns drunk on a feeling, lost in believing I was sure. I don't care what you have. Damn words get in the way, I don't wanna know. I know there'll come a time when I look you in the eyes and say I told you so. you in the eyes and say I told you so.
That was Andy Grammer's new one, of course. In the studio, of course, we have David Deluxe. It's a deluxe to have you, David.
Yeah, it's a delight to be here, Derek.
Hey, what? Now I can see you on Ustream at Channel 1. I'm on Channel 2, of course. And can you see me on Channel 2?
No.
No.
Okay, well, I noticed what I have that you don't have. You don't have hair.
I do have hair, you stupid shit. You're just looking at it properly.
All right. So we're going to go into, now I want you to vote on how you like these two segments. Mark Oldie is already going to be text, and then this phony calls on John. And here it is. Mark Oldie, a.k.a. Malibu Sneakitude. All right. Why? Derek Shapiro Show, episode 77.
Okay. Mark Oldie does not like to be text. Let's see if we get Mark Goldie on here. Mark Goldie. Let's see. Mark Goldie in the Derek Shapiro Show. DSS TV. Hello, Mark. You're live on the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and today. And how are you doing
you're
today, Mark?
Kidding, right?
Oh no! How are you doing?
Why would you call me?
Now, what new music do I have to play for you? Like, what can we play of your music on the show?
I don't know, Derek. I told you not to call me for the love of Jesus.
Love of Jesus? You got to tell Dan the man with the scientific plan. Now, so okay. So, what new song?
You actually have to call Dan. That's what you have to do. That's all I mean. Call Dan.
Well, no, let me ask a question, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Here's the thing. I'm driving home from work. You hear all these things whizzing by my head? That's cars. Darts? I'm on the 610 connector.
Okay, so you're on the 610 connector. What song can we play of yours on the Derek Shapiro Show?
Why don't you play the song that you played the last time? When this is fucking Florida. No. You leave me alone!
Oh, God! No.
Stop fucking calling me!
No, what's a new song we can play of yours?
Well, considering I don't have a new song to send you,
Do you have any on Reverb Nation?
What?
You have any music on Reverb Nation?
I think I do, actually.
Okay, what's the song that we haven't played on Reverb Nation that can make it to number one? Because the Slaughter song did not make it to number one. What song can we play on Reverb Nation that we never played before?
Going to Guatemala. That's the song you probably. That's a cover from the O Deep Prince. There you go.
What is it called?
Going to Guatemala. Look for it.
Wait,
Going to Guatemala tomorrow. Going to Guatemala today. Going to Guatemala today.
So it's called Guatemala. What?
Going to Guatemala.
The song's called Guatemala.
Going to Guatemala.
Are you part Guatemalan?
Guatemalan,
so you say when I text you, Mark, okay, tell a listening audience, you say when I text you, right, you say it costs money. How much does it cost?
I don't know. I'm not going to check my fucking phone bill. I'm driving, Derek. I'm driving home. When I used to have to take you home from work and you used to get in my car and you used to actually change all the stations on me. Like, I don't like the station you're listening to, Mark. I want to change it on you.
That was the good old days. Marky Mark. Now, Mark, am I driving you crazy? Get it? Because you're driving on the Route 10 610 connector. Am I driving you crazy?
I'm actually actually home or almost home now. So
can you do?
I'm gonna let you go.
Wait. Before you do that, Marky Mark. Okay. Before you play Going to Guatemala, can you do a traffic report for us? As long as you're on the highway.
Considering I'm home, there's not really much to report.
Okay. So I'll text you next month. Okay. Or next week.
Me a million times
because
I told you not to.
Hey, did I listen to you ever since yet?
Now, do me a favor, can you call Dan up and then harass his ass, because I feel like, because he's going to tell you a bunch of God stuff.
Yes.
He's going to be like talking about the Bible and God and whatever else crazy nonsense that actually doesn't exist.
Hey, Mark, you know I love you more than I love your mother, right?
Will you stop bringing my fucking mother into this? Stop it.
Okay. You know I love you more than I love your sister, right?
Dude, shut the fuck up and fucking leave me alone.
All right, you take it easy, Mark, all right?
All right.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears, or I'm Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, right?
Alright, thank you, Derek. Now go fuck yourself.
Wait, Mark, before I let you go, though, one more thing before I listen to the audience, right?
Mark, I need to do an impression.
Yeah.
Here's my impression. This is Mark, right here. That's my impression.
See, you're my loveless nigga tooth. Have you been to the dentist recently?
For the love of God, shut the hell up.
Hey, by the way, I just recently interviewed Ice-T. Ice-T goes in your tooth, you know? Malevolent nigga tooth, you know? Hello? All right. Well, that call ended. All right, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Hello, is this John Richmond? Hello?
Yes, it is.
Yes, hi. This is Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. I want to know, I'm with a band called Salad Bar.
Okay.
And I would like to book some studio time.
How did you hear about it?
I heard it from a flyer. I saw a flyer.
Oh, wow. Alright, so, how do you think
we'll get the
schedule?
Do you do house calls?
House calls?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so you don't have a mobile studio, do you?
No, sir.
Okay.
No,
okay. Alright, so you do you have any band equipment, like drums or guitar?
Well, we have a house drum set. It's Export series, some said, but we have an acoustic guitar here, but we really don't have, and we have like a basic electric, but most of the time people will bring their own equipment. Sometimes they'll use the drums or they'll bring their own.
Right. Let's see. Now, do you have any backup singers that can help us out?
Link you up with somebody. I guess tell me a little bit about the project or what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, also too, we have a like this is a new thing that we're doing on stage. We're a naked band, okay? And we clothe ourselves with leaves. You know what I'm saying? Would it be okay if we do a photo shoot naked in the studio?
Well, you know, but where you messed up was just better costume.
What do you mean? How did you know?
Your stutter got you.
My stutter got me.
Your stutter got you.
When did you know it was me?
When you started stuttering.
Oh, shit. Well, I did this on J-Rhythm back in the day. I want to see if I can get you. So I got you. I did get you then, huh?
Well, I was listening up. You know, I was treating them like a regular client up until I heard you do a couple different studies than I knew who it could have been.
I don't stutter that much, do I?
Well, I know a couple things. You said you found about a flyer, and my cell phone number had never been listed on a flyer.
Oh, yeah.
On the studio.
So how long into it did you know?
When they said unknown, and then I picked up the phone, and the hesitant, I said, gee, this sounds like it could be a joke. I was going along with it, you know. And then when you start to sit on, I knew exactly who it is.
Well, I'm going to use this for phone calls.
Yeah.
Well, thank you much, John.
You asking me?
Yes.
You said what now?
How would you rate that phony call I did on you?
The phony call you did on me?
How would you rate it?
Yeah.
A one.
Yeah.
Dave, what do you think?
I thought it sucked. I would give it a minus 10.
And Boz, what do you think?
Yeah, not the best phony call I've ever heard.
It's probably not the worst either, right? All right, we're going to go into a little thing to a song, Going to Guatemala, then we'll go to Nicki Minaj featuring Cameron and Rick Ross. Rick Ross, I have on my show next month, and here's that, and then we'll do the interview with Bob. Come out here on episode 77.
So you're playing Going to Guatemala, and then what?
Then Nicki Minaj featuring Cameron and Rick Ross, who's Rick Ross is on my show next month.
Look, sucker, this my gun butter. Street fighter bitches, this the up cutter. Nunchucker, no time to ducker. Sign of the cross, cause this is her last supper. Play with me, check who came with me. I brought a couple nines, plus the K's with me. I breeze through Queens to check some bad bitches. I stunt so hard, assess the damages. Cause this that owl, this is that owl. And yes, I body bitches, go get the bandages. Young yummy. Fuck you got from me. I hate a phony bitch that front that chum chummy. I'm me top shotter, drop the top chopper. Big fat pussy with the icy watch. When I fly, it's one letter and one number. You whack hoes could get hot for one summer. After that, the queen is still reign here. I'm Santa Claus to these hoes without a reindeer. Saint Nick, Ross, hey Rick, I just got a toy, cost $850. Now I'm in the hood, niggas is getting woodies. Hit up Hot Topic, Nicki Minaj hoodies. I'm a brand, bitch, I'm a brand. Go to Harlem and get Cam. It's tip set, get your dick wet. Boarded a big jet and got a big check. Now you tell me who the fuck is winning. I'm on my Russell Simmons, Nicki Denim, Nicki Linen.
I am your leader, yes I am your leader. You're not the believer.
Jealous niggas just gossip, watch me tie my laces. Bitches be jocking, tell by the look on their faces. 8 digits I'm clocking, a lot of gold in my bracelet. 7 figures on watches, I told my mama I made it. Made a deal for my project, just give me 10 mil, I'm gravy. I went back to the projects, and 2 mil in Mercedes. I get here from your lady, have a bill me later. I'm on school with the hustle, just gave Rihanna my pager. Heartbreak Hotel, I'm in that A-Rod suite. Rolls Royce Wood, I'm talking playoff seat. Know that boy busy ballin', I like to play all week. Monday night with the Raw, I'm Vince McMahon with a beat. Power slamming them hammers, I get you handled for free. So where the fuck is Amanda? She give me brain while I tweet. DM. In the BM, you see him, the bucket, you love it. Motherfuckers on my dick, suck it.
Car is European, but got imported from Tokyo. Looking like a shark, the nose call it Pinocchio. Well off, wealthy, LV logo. Middle of July, but the wrist's on snow flow. Only do the Aspens, y'all got a poking nose. I'm Sunny and you my son. Riding the whip, 5 on the hip. Lie with the pies, got 9 for the flip. High with a bitch, she cry for the dick. Oh my, know why I'm fly to get. Now I need an aspirin. She says you're only Cameron. Girlfriend, you don't know Cameron from nowhere, so don't go tampering. You just a nail I hammer.
remember. Another girl that's on my camera. My name you cannot slander. Adult girl, watch your manners. She run and tell her mother, I think I love him, Nana. Because you sat up on my lap, nah, I ain't Santa. They call me Pop Piper. OJ, no glove, I knife her. Never be a lifer. Even do Rikers, why would I fight her? Don't even like her.
Yes, I am your leader. You're not a believer. Suck a big dick. All right. We're back here. That was a new song by Perfect Minaj, Cam'on, and Rick Ross, I'm Your Leader. Followed by, that was before that, was Guatemala, Going to Guatemala by Mulatto Sneaker Tooth. And now we have the interview with Foz, but first, Dave.
Yes.
Okay, now we'll push you up. Have you done any more shows with your puppetry?
No, but I do have a Facebook page. You can just look me up on Facebook.com, David Deluxe. And
You can do you can do with just one hand, stitch your other hand, and that's puppetry with you on film. Okay, so Foz, welcome Foz, the Louis of the Derek Shapiro. So hi to Foz.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yes, I'm supposed to join the show, huh?
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, this is better than Six Flags, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, you have a great resume. You were in the band Rehab, of course.
Yes,
now,
I was.
Were you in the band Rehab because you had a ticket problem, or were you in the band Rehab because that was a good gig for you?
Well, I mean, you said had a drinking problem. I don't know that I ever gave it up, but I'm not really a quitter like that, but, you know. Now, the band was named Rehab out of a circumstance where some of the original members, not original, but some of the singers had met in, because we did like, it was kind of like hip-hop and live music mixed together. So some of the MCs had met in a rehab facility. So that's where the name came from. There was a lot of drugs involved in the beginning and end and during. It was a pretty appropriate name for a hip-hop rock and roll band.
So are you the hip-hop or are you the rock?
I was part of the rock.
And what do you play?
I play guitar. I played guitar in Rehab, but I also play bass, drums, and a little bit of keys. I do a little bit of everything, a little production, you know, that pretty much everything in music I can do.
Wow. And so I thought about this new band that you're with.
The new band is called Avenue of the Giants. It's a little project that I started once I stopped touring with Rehab. It's kind of straight up more rock sound than the hip hop thing. It's good music. It's music that I helped write and had a big hand in creating. So, you know, it's special to me.
Now, who are some of your rock influences?
My favorite guitar player is probably Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin.
Sure.
I like Brian May from Queen. I love Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Those are all in the top five, four.
And what about some hip-hop?
Hip-hop, I like the older hip-hop, like Tribe Called Quest, the more, you know, ethereal, you know, deep type hip-hop, but Method Man, Red Man, Wu-Tang, you know.
All right.
That kind of thing.
And now, of course, what two songs do I have to play of yours tonight?
You can play, I guess you can play a Rehab song to lead it in, and then you can play Betty by Avenue.
Okay, so we'll play Betty, you said?
Yeah, Betty. Betty would be a good one to play Betty. By Avenue the Giants.
Okay, so we'll do Rehab, that was your phone band bartender, then Betty, and then, John, and tell me, before we go, Foz, how much hair does Dave have? Does he have one hair, or does he have a lot of hair?
He's got a good bit of hair going on. He's got a little Wolfman Jack thing happening.
I'm saying he has no hair at all, you said?
I have hair, you son of a bitch.
All right. Well, thank you, Foz. Foz, where can people find your information?
What?
Where can people find your information?
Where can you find your information?
Oh, my information? You can hit me up on Twitter at Foz Rehab, F-O-Z Rehab. You can find Avenue of the Giants on Reverb Nation. That's pretty much it. I think Twitter and Reverb Nation. I mean, Facebook. I got a Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/therealfozrock, or no, The Foz Rock, THEFOZROCK. I'm around. Yellow Pages, Google me, son.
And also, you find a lot of information on the Eric Com show that was just re-debuted on tonight earlier, of course, and this past Friday night. So this is my second time interviewing you, of course, you know?
Yeah, yeah, appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so we'll play Bartender, then Betty, of course, by, which is the Out of the Giants, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay, and then John, we're going to play T.I., Love This Life, the number fourth song for the month of August. And, we're going to skip Bobby the Local. No, we're not going to play Bobby the Local after that. There's number third song. But we don't have Bobby iRobot. We had some technical issues. That was number two song. And then after Bobby the Local, we'll come back and I'll interview King from California. They're from Arizona, but they're out in California now, okay?
All right.
Okay, those three songs, those four songs, two by Paz, then T.I., then Bari, then Come Back, okay?
Bartender, I really did it this time, broke my parole to have a good time. When I got home, it was 6 a.m. The door was locked, so I kicked it in. She was tripping on the bills. I think she was high on some pills. She threw my things out into the yard. Then she called me a bum and slapped me real hard. And in my drunken stupor, I did what I should have never done. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. Sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. Get 10 years, so just give me beers till they get here. Yeah, I know the sun is coming up, and y'all are probably getting ready for closing up. But I'm trying to drown my soul. I'm tired of this life on a dirt road, and everything that I love is gone. And I'm tired of hanging on. She got me sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped Guess away. Guess it was meant to be. Romance is misery, so much for memories. And now I'm headed to the penitentiary. See me on TV, the next cop series. I am a danger. I guess I should have did something about my anger, but I never learned. Real things that don't concern. I pour kerosene on everything I love and watch it burn. I know it's my fault, but I wasn't happy it was over. She threw a fit, so I crashed her daddy's Nova. And now I'm going back again, back to the pen to see my friends. And when we all pile out that county van, they're gonna ask me where I've been. I've been at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
I'm just loving.
right, that was the, of course, T.I. before that, and then Bari the Local, of course. Bari is the number two song for the month of August, of course. We have King on the line. Before we get to King, we have Facebook shout-outs, of course. People's watching the show, of course, and let me get to all the people who's watching the show. Good evening at this 9 o'clock hour, of course, and winding down the show, we have Jeffrey Schools. Good evening, Laura Matheson Fontana. Good morning. Good evening. Hello, Malak Up North Records. Hello to Football Stable. Good morning, Tiffany Lynn Azule. Good morning. Good evening. But they should do a morning show, too. Good evening to Carol J. Marletti. Good morning. Good evening to Rhyme Culture Rhode Island. Good. Hello to Evelyn Ashley. Hello to Lincoln Scarioki. Ed Einder. Good morning. Good evening to, let's see over here. Good morning to, good evening, Smith Boulder. Hello to Tony Maroom, or Mayhoom. Good evening to Robert Petucci. Hello to Nicole Lewis Melendez. Hello to Crook Rock. Hello to Kathleen Ian Pacheco Corbett and Jay Grind. Hello to Infamous Shows and Jay Eli and April Dawn Ferreira. And hello to Aaron Norden. And hello to Demarius Rivera. Hello to Akora Poco Chanel, Lisa Lyrical Assassin Cameron, and Jessica E. Blinkhorn. Facebook shout out. I'm doing Betsy Dada Baricula. Hello to Gregory Perry. Hello to Dawn Steiner Parker. And that's all the Facebook shout out I'm doing right now. And to Vasily Mendilu, of course. Hello to all of you guys. And now we have King on the phone. How you doing, King?
Hey, what's up? What's up? How y'all doing?
Good to hear you on channel 1, and I'm on channel 2 right now. And by the way, I'm going to sign off on channel 2 because I got to pick up somebody. I'm multitasking doing the show, of course. Okay? So I'm going to be driving the car and interviewing you, but people can see me right now on channel 2. So, of course, King's there, and who else is there, you know?
Richie.
And the producer. What's your producer's name again?
He's not here right now. It's just me and Richie.
Okay, how you doing, Richie?
I'm doing good.
So tell me about yourself. I mean, this is the second interview I have. I interviewed you on Talking with Derek, of course. Tell me about yourself.
I'm 20 years old. I'll be 21 December 8th. December 8th, yes, coming up. I'm going to be 21.
I love
music. I'm signed to the label KPDE.
Yeah.
Single.
Single.
So,
you looking for guys?
Oh, no.
We in the LGBT community to make music for all.
Yes.
Definitely. So tell me, the LGBT community, how is that?
Well, we are now basically women in California, LA. It's very big over here. Although it's not legal to get married over here no more after Arnold Schwarzenegger became in office. But we are well received. When we go out, we don't get stereotyped because we may be with our girlfriends. A lot of fans, they come up to us, ask us for autographs, and we don't discriminate. So
that's well, in the LGBT. Awesome. And of course, you're not the only LGBT person I have on my show. I have Meredith Baxter. You remember Family Ties, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, of course. She's now lesbian. I have her on my show. What do you think about all the people, you know, like celebrities being gay and lesbian?
You know what? Honestly, John and Derek, I have so much respect for Ellen. Ellen is one of those type of ladies that would search YouTube, say for me and Richie video will be on YouTube, and she sees us making a difference, making a hit. She'll reach out to the YouTube subscribers and, you know, put them on the map. And I like that. And I have respect for people that don't, who
aren't afraid to come out the closet. Like, for instance, I have respect for my people, but she's lesbian too, but she's not out like we are. So, I mean,
you're the first one to say that, Miss Sam, lesbian. Now, also, to, of course, we have limited time now, because we're going over, okay, guys, tell me about your two songs, Making You Moan and Bandana.
Yeah.
What are those two songs about?
I'm going to let Richie say he won't make me moan, because he was the creator of wanting to remix that. Making You Moan is just a sexual song. It's about, you know, pleasing your woman, pleasing your man, you know, whatever the case may be. We can all relate to it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, what about Bandana?
Bandana is like a good, like a club type song. That's what you just get hype in the club with, you know.
Well, awesome. I want you back on my show, too. On my morning show, too. I have more time, too. But we're going to play those songs. Where can people find your information, guys?
Huh? You said whatever?
Where can people find your information?
Definitely. You can look up Richie on Twitter at @ Shorty Red Baby, and that's still SHORTYREBB, and then, you know, baby, BABY. They can reach me on Twitter at Nova the CEO. I mean, King the CEO, because I just changed it, and that's K-I-N-9-D-A-C-E-O, or they could simply hit up at www.kingpop.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. We're going to play those songs after we do the Meredith Bash Day that you're John. Thank you very much, guys. I love you guys, all right?
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. And, John, we'll go right into the Meredith Bash Day.
Okay, and then I'll be playing those two songs.
I'm sorry, yes, I'll come back after the Meredith Bash Day interview.
The John Shapiro Show on GSS TV stations. Now, my ex-wife actually is a lesbian too now, and I embraced her just like you said, the Family Ties characters embraced you. Have your ex-husbands embraced you like I embraced my ex-wife?
I wouldn't want them to, frankly. You know, my first husband was a nice guy, and we just got married very young, and we're fine.
Sure.
I don't interact with him anymore, but we have, and it's always been fun. The second guy I was married to was a real bear in my life. He never embraced me in any nice way. So, and my third husband died.
Oh.
How convenient. But they were only those ones in my family who had any, you know, that I had any concerns about.
All right, that was Meredith Baxter, of course, interview, of course, and now the song is Making You Moan, and of course, Bandana, and then we'll go right into Radio Ready, of course, a new Roller and J Profane track from Boston area, Rhode Island, and then, of course, we'll play the number one song, Matchbox 20, She's So Mean, and then we'll close up the show, of course. We're just on Channel 1 right now. Yo, we're live in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to get you out the panties when I'm arguing. So baby, I'm not the mother girl that you be fucking with. I know you giving up that pussy, though you claim you celibate. What I gotta do to get you out the clothes now? Just wanna lick you on your neck and work my way down. That pussy wet enough, I'm going deep sea diving. She ain't hear me, I'm going deep sea diving. Yeah, I'm a freak, I ain't denying. I'm playing with a pussy just to see how wet it would get. Begin with girl, she said she wanna have my kid. Lord knows if I could, she would have my twin. Yeah, let's go on, hit this bust this nut. Make it nasty like Tiger or two girls in a cup. If you come first, I really wouldn't give a fuck. I'm here to please you and tell the next nigga good luck. About to lay it down to you like I'm supposed to. I love a red bone bad bitch like Rosa Costa. Beat it down in the back of my Rover.
Screaming and begging and pleading, give it to me, King Nova. I know you love it when Poppy bends you over. I love it when you're screaming and biting, moaning and fighting, full play, rough sex, fighting, getting violent. This is all for sun. Please let me thank you, cause all for ya, yeah. Wear your head down with them sexy boy shorts and red bottoms. Feeling fulfill your every fantasy. Whipped cream, chocolate covered strawberry. Little mama loves it when it's rough sex. When I make her face go full throttle, she's a model tight shaped like a Coke bottle, ayy.
Never take no losses. Catch me in all blue. Everything with a white beat. Zooming past I do Cotty with your wifey right behind me.
What?
Poppy rocking Chuck T's tatted at. You don't know what that fucking life be about. Hey.
Red Montana, hey. Red bandana,
hey.
No gang banging, but
hey.
Them colors go hammer.
Hey.
No, no gang banging, but
hey.
Them colors go hammer.
Hey.
No, no, no gang banging, but
hey.
Them colors
hey.
Go hammer.
Hey.
Red Montana,
hey.
Red bandana,
hey.
No gang banging, but
hey.
Them colors go hammer.
Hey.
No, no, no gang banging, but
hey.
Them colors go hammer.
Hey.
No, no, no gang banging, but
hey.
Them colors go hammer.
Okay, I'll get a little harder than that. Was bandana by a King, Richie Rich, out in California from Arizona. And that was before that was Mickey Moan. And Ray, of course, is in the column over here. I'm off chill too. But Ray, of course, and did they debut your new song with Jay Profane, right?
Yeah, well, they really? Jay Profane, Radio Ready, Roller, Smile with me.
Of course, you're postponed Hawaii, but you're going to be going Hawaii pretty
soon. Yeah, next year we're going to Maui and we're going to hit up Las Vegas. That's a definite.
Roller Ready, right? You're saying Radio Ready, right?
Yes.
All right, Rose, that was ready.
Check out my website, rosezonemusic.com, and also stay tuned with the Derek Shapiro Show because it's on my website too, anyway. But holla, listen, love it, and always follow.
And of course, the last song, the number one song after Ready Ready will be Matchbox 20, She's So Mean, okay?
All right.
All right.
Have a good night, Darren.
All right, y'all do the same.
For the radio,
yeah. Radio.
J Profane. Roller.
I thought I told y'all I was ready.
I'm ready.
Bro. So good.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
My music.
Feel like baseline cat. Feel like baseline cat. Yo. Check. DJ, DJ, this gon' be a good year. When you put pro in rotation like a good year. Yeah, fam recognize the hood here. And we putting on to number, jumping off the books here. Word. It's crazy how JP Adam hit him with knowledge, polished like Stacey Adams. Lately chanting his song to keep the ladies dancing. They say he's handsome and love his style when the Navy asked him. Martin like Martin, I had a dream. More like a fantasy in HD on a plasma screen. When I was young, I didn't have a green. Now I'm deep in the dope, see more paper than a fax machine. That's the thing that got the haters hating. They on a job over time, amazing dedication. I get it, blazing, raising the roof. Check the station, I'm ready for the radio, so quit to speculate.
You the champion, DJ the radio. Scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or not. It's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, yo.
DJ, DJ, now we got the crowd hype. Sound tight, drinks up, we ready for a wild night. Style white lines, I write rhymes addictive. And ripped it last time, so this time they let me kick it. But the love, sure enough, she wanna kiss it. Ballistic, no bluff, just a poker face when I hit it. Casino style, now the chips are dropping mean. I got the green like I won big at a slot machine. Plotting things like the chicks for the next video. The next get rich quick scheme for checks, really though. Silly though, launder clean, but still filthy though. Sick, not well, touch like bro, feel me, yo. Bro, he moving the crowd. These dudes is clueless, they losing them now. That's right, bro, bro, I'm doing it now. Radio ready, on the air like cumulus clouds.
You the champion, DJ the radio. Scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie. It's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby, I'm ready, yo. Request a pro. Tell the DJ play him, cause you love him. You love him. Request a pro. Tell the DJ play him, cause you want him. You want him.
fresh air without the lip lock. Me and dish jocks get guap, top of the charts. The chosen one by the fans, they never flip-flop. Like sandals can hold a candle, Mr. Big Shot. I spit hot and got it sold like a gift shop. Request pro, let's go to the tip top. We hot, here we come, ready? If not, kick rocks.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby, I'm radio. You the champion, DJ the radio. Scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby, I'm ready, yo.
She gets what she wants all the time, 'cause she's fine. But for an angel, she's a hot, hot mess. Make you so blind, but you don't mind, 'cause she's an uptown, get around, anything goes, a girl, a girl. She's a hardcore candy store, give me some more. She'll freak out. You better get your shit together, 'cause she's bringing you down now. Yeah, boy, you better, 'cause she's an uptown. Get around, anything goes, a girl.
All right, are we live?
Yep.
All right, that's Smashbox Twin, the number one song for the month of August, of course. And we went with the overtime, of course, Johnny. Is that all right?
All right, well, it's done now, right?
Yes. Well, I want to thank you, John. I couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it without Repeat, of course. I'm outside, of course. I'm out good reception at my apartment, of course, here in Peabody. But tomorrow morning, of course, Derek Shapiro's morning show, Channel 1, of course, down the basement, of course. I do it from Peabody, of course. And I want to thank everybody for my guests tonight. And thank you for Rollins for being on the show, of course. Introducing our song, Radio Ready, with Jay Profane, right?
Yep.
And, of course, I want to thank to King and Richie Rich from California. Oh, geez, the call on this one over here.
Yeah.
And thank you, too, of course, to Lissa's Life's Lessons. Thank you to Dave Deluxe, of course, who was on the show. Thank you to Fives, of course. And I want to give a shout-out to my children, London and River. I want to give a shout-out to Aaliyah and Nicole and Ambery, of course, here in Peabody, Massachusetts. And I want to thank everybody for joining me. And thank you to everybody for watching, of course, and all the Facebook shout-outs tonight, too, you know?
Yeah.
And John, thank you very much. You know, I love you more than I love... I love peanut butter. No, I love peanut butter more. No, I don't know. It's a toss-up between you and peanut butter, okay?
All right.
All right. By the way, you take it easy. Thank you very much, all right?
All right. Bye.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.